For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee County Sheriff-elect Ernell Lucas made history yesterday with two appointments, the selection of a woman for his chief deputy and the creation of the new position of Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. Today is the grand opening of Sherman Phoenix, the multi-business facility in Sherman Park, where several entrepreneurs are hoping to create a gathering place for the community. And Republican lawmakers in Madison are still trying to decide if they should move the date of the 2020 presidential primary in an effort to help conservative Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly win re-election. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 30s, rainy and windy tomorrow, highs around 40, and for Sunday, rain likely with highs in the upper 30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number two. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A subsidiary of Foxconn is laying off more than 150 people in Indiana. A former employee of Johnsonville Sausages has been sentenced to 4.5 years in jail for tampering with sausages at the company's Sheboygan Falls plant. Many people in Wisconsin rent out their barns for weddings and other events. Now they may be subject to the same regulations as taverns. The Brewers are holding their clubhouse sale today and tomorrow. And the Bucks were off last night. Their next game is tomorrow afternoon in New York against the Knicks. Outside tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the low 30s. Rainy and windy tomorrow, highs around 40. And for Sunday, rain likely with highs in the upper 30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number three. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee County Sheriff-elect Ernell Lucas made history yesterday with two appointments, the selection of a woman for his chief deputy and the creation of the new position of Chief Legal and Compliance Officer. Danita Bell, a retired deputy inspector with the Milwaukee Police Department, will be the new chief deputy. She will oversee day-to-day operations of the sheriff's office. And Molly Zillig, an attorney for Milwaukee County, will be appointed to the new position of chief legal and compliance officer. And Republican lawmakers in Madison are still trying to decide if they should move the date of the 2020 presidential primary in an effort to help conservative Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly win re-election. Forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio. Okay, here's read number four. For Real Resistance Radio, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Today is the grand opening of Sherman Phoenix, the multi-business facility in Sherman Park where several entrepreneurs are hoping to create a gathering place for the community. The new venture is located in the bank building that was set ablaze during the 2016 protests in Sherman Park after an unarmed man was shot by police. Sherman Phoenix has taken 2 years and $4 million to come to fruition. There are nearly 30 businesses involved, including a coffee and juice shop, a barber shop, and several food options, including Buffalo Boss, which features organic chicken wings. And a subsidiary of Foxconn is laying off more than 150 people in Indiana. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison, mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 30s. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.